know it is Thursday. It's Thanksgiving Thursday, actually. And we know you're home. We know you have some family that you're not used to being around. So we're going to help you out with 50 questions to ask awkward family. Everywhere I go, the people really want to know. And I don't know if
all 50.
We're actually going to rapid fire. It's going to take Paul three and a half minutes. He's actually a fast talker. You've never heard him do this.
I'm not going to do 50 questions.
It's a whole new skill he's developed over the fall.
Look, your boys ain't going to leave you hanging on Thanksgiving because we know how it can be. You have people over that you're not used to having over, or you took a trip to somebody's house that you don't usually go over, and you're awkwardly sitting on the couch somewhere with an earbud in listening to this podcast because you're just trying to find an excuse to do something that you don't want to do.
Yeah, the parade hasn't started yet.
You're frustrated
about that. You can't talk about the balloon, right? Because that's like the favorite morning. And no football has started, so you can't awkwardly act like you actually like football. And you haven't even eaten chips yet, so you can't talk about which chips you like or not.
Yeah, so fair.
You got to have a conversation. That's fair. So we're here for you.
We got you. We got your back.
I wore my dress white hat. Gosh, if you're not watching,
Kyle has
the live
a white
stream.
Hat on. I didn't even know what to do with that. I immediately thought of like 2003 Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Except they didn't have any beards. If you were clean shaven, you'd probably do it. White hat, blue eyes, clean shaven. He's boy band material right now.
Boy band. Yes.
So we went and we searched the internet for the best questions to ask to break that awkward family silence. And thanks to our friends at apartmentguide.com, we have 50 questions linked up in the show notes, but we're going to read some of the best ones for you. And some of these could be a little explosive, but it depends on your family. So you're definitely like, for instance, this one, don't ask this one. Okay.
Don't please.
If you became president, what's the first thing you would do to make the country a better place? That's off limits.
No, that would shut down the party. Everyone would be like, please.
Okay. That's an example of what not to ask. I don't even know why this is on the list. Apartment guide. You got that one wrong. Here's a fun one, which could turn into a fight, but it could just be really hilarious. What is something you got away with as a child that your family still doesn't know about?
Now, all you like, if we got like,
Kyle, are you going to answer that question?
Listen to this.
Kyle, will you answer that question right now?
See, I was one of these kids that was I told my parents everything, and I was so boring as a kid, like legitimately boring as a person that I just never got.
Okay, well then I'll share one. Anything. And if my parents are listening, which I don't think they listen to this show, they listen to like the Clarity Compressed ones. So I had just got my license, I probably had it for a year, and we had like a 1984 Caprice Classic. You remember those? Gigantic vehicle. Ours was like doo-doo brown color with no clear coat left on it, so like you can get the picture. But that sucker had this big V8 in it. And so we'd go down by the church parking lot that had something that looked a little bit like a drag strip, and I learned about something called neutral drops.
Oh,
and
there
that's
you
when
go.
You put the car in go. Neutral. It doesn't work on an EV, but you don't need to do it in an EV. Put the car in neutral, you hit the gas pedal, you wait till it revs up, and then you just drop it into drive. And boy, that thing would light those tires up. So I never told my parents about that. There you go. My family doesn't know about that. All right, let's get to some more questions. Just a little moment of transpiration. I feel lighter all of a sudden.
You feel better? Yes. Yeah, this is like an opening up experience.
It is. It's really good.
Transparency feel. Yeah.
Okay, here's one that's certain to spark debate, but hopefully in a friendly manner. Who is the best cook in the family? It might be a little sensitive for Thanksgiving.
Well, see, that could get weird because normally when you go over, like if you're at grandma's house or mom's house, there's kind of like this unspoken word where it's like mom just is the best cook because she's mom.
Yeah.
So like that could get sideways as if it's like, yo, dad is a way better cook. Like I love his grilling. Like mom would all of a sudden, you know. But it's a good question because it could spark a little like healthy debate.
Let's give you a few rapid fire. Debate is okay. Healthy debate. In your opinion, what is the worst movie of all time? That's a fun one. That's certainly going to raise some opinions and some thoughts. This is an interesting one. If you could pick your own name, what would it be? You kind of can pick your own name when you're an adult.
I guess I don't know. You could.
At a restaurant, do you tip based on level of service or based on the bill itself? That's a good one to give you a little window into somebody's world. What's the craziest thing you've ever eaten? What's your earliest memory? That's a fun one. unless it's a bad memory. That is a keep moving.
That's a good I hope family it, one. That'll bring everybody well, to the
Kyle, that just indicates you have a relatively functional family and family history.
My earliest memory is dad yelling at us to get in the car.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. That's fair.
All right. Let's see. I'm not even, don't ask if you were invisible for a day, what would you want to observe? Let's not do that.
Do that. What?
That's a bad one. Yeah. If your family had a theme song, what would it be? That could be really, really fun.
That's amazing. Yes. Right. I feel like some of these, this should be like a party game where like you have to write it on a piece of paper
and then pass
hand
it
in to someone. Mm. Someone reads it off and then everyone guesses whose that is.
That's really good.
I think that'd be quintessential.
That's right. Yeah. That would be a game. We're going to turn this into some rules. Okay. How much money would it take for you to bungee jump over the Grand Canyon? We'll leave you with that one. How much money would it take you to bungee jump? Kyle, answer that question.
I mean, honestly, not that much. Like, you could probably get me for a couple $100, I feel like.
And a trip to the Grand Canyon?
Maybe. Yeah, you'd pay for the trip, probably $1,000. You know, I'm not like a daredevil type person, but if you hung $1,000 up in my face, I'd do most things that are kind of like daredevilish.
For a grand?
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Okay, well,
it's not much.
There you have it. You have family to get back to. Now, hopefully, we've armed you with a bunch of questions to ask and not ask. Enjoy your day with your family. Have some Thanksgiving turkey. And look, we have a lot to be thankful for, especially you. We'll see you soon.